If we look at the affairs of the world, of the dunya, we will see that whenever something, say an organization or a company manufactures something, produces something, let's say for example a car, the person who will manufacture the car, the company, will take care that whoever I'm making this car for, what components or features will be required by the customer. For example, a person is manufacturing for general people, he'll be taking care of those people. If there's somebody who's disabled, the company will manufacture the car according to the requirements of the disabled person. There'll be differences in their requirements, so there's a difference. For example, if there's a certain car for a certain needs of people, it will be made in that way. So according to the desires or the requirements of those people, the organization will manufacture that car. When a person then goes to buy or purchase, then he will utilize those features, the components, and he'll take full advantage of that car or the feature. This is an example, and everything can follow this, that all of the industries in the world, all of the businesses, and everything is based on demand, supply. How shall we supply to fulfill the demand, the requirements? And according to that, the manufacturing takes place. And that person, if he doesn't take advantage, then he will go into loss. He'll go into loss. And it will be severe loss sometimes, because if, for example, somebody manufactures something, makes something for somebody to use, and he doesn't use it in that way, then obviously he will incur a loss. If, for example, somebody purchases a disabled person's car and starts to use it, or if somebody else starts to use that car, then obviously it will be sort of the flip side, upside down. There will be a loss in the usage. There will not be a full benefit. So Allah Ta'ala, who is the true creator of this universe, Allah Ta'ala manufactured the universe, and the greatest creation was insan, the human being. Allah gave him the title Ashraf, superior. So every single thing in the universe that Allah Ta'ala has created, He has created according to the need of human being, insan, subhanAllah. There's nothing that Allah Ta'ala hasn't created for no purpose. That Allah Ta'ala says that all the things, they are for my makhluk. There's nothing that is false or wrong. You can't say that it's a waste. Now, for example, if we say something is insignificant, it's a waste, it's useless, that same component or that same, you can say, herb is used to make medicines, chemicals. So research, for example, you take haldi, if you take other ingredients, leaves, let's take leaves. Somebody had eaten some leaves and people said, oh, this reduces blood pressure, reduces the problems. I can't remember the name at the moment of that remedy. Everybody utilized it. They said, oh, it's just a leaf. Just a leaf, they take it off the trees and they grind it and they use it. People utilize it. So, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That a person who doesn't know, then he will not realize what is the wisdom. Everything Allah Ta'ala has created is for the benefit of man. Everything Allah Ta'ala has made for mankind. The sun, who did Allah Ta'ala make it for? For mankind. Why? Because there'll be day, he will need light, and he needs this much light, this many rays, and to absorb those rays and see the light, Allah Ta'ala has manufactured the eye, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Otherwise nobody can bear the rays of the sun. Allah has put the shades on top of the eyes, Subhanallah, that they can reduce the intensity, they can take benefit and they can take enjoyment from the sun. Subhanallah, Ta'ala has allowed flowers to be rooted and grown, that you and the flowers will absorb the heat from the sun, no more, no less. And if they absorb this much heat, then the fruits and the vegetables will grow and people will enjoy and eat. How Allah Ta'ala has arranged, and Allah has arranged everything for mankind, for human beings. Nothing is a waste, nothing is fake, everything is genuine, everything is for a need, because a human being will use everything and it will progress. Before today was there technology? There was no technology, components, research increases, and small minor components you will benefit from that you cannot imagine, that we can manufacture so many things from just this one ingredient. Yeah, and for example, everyone's wearing watches. Can you imagine many years ago about watches where everybody's wearing a watch on their wrist? What is a little bit of a machinery functioning? How is it being made? All of this is a system that Allah Ta'ala has kept aside for human beings. Time to time, He makes it apparent. Nothing is a waste. Nothing is without use. Night time falls. In the night, what do we need? Allah Ta'ala has made beautiful light intensity in the sky that nothing can compare. A beautiful intense bulb in the skies. When you get a chance, then go out into the countryside and stand there, or go to somewhere where it's clear and it's a nighttime dark, and see the moon on the 14th night. What beauty, enjoyment it will give you. Subhanallah. Here's something I remember based on the 14th night. The night, 14th moon. That's the 14th night in the sky. Allah Ta'ala also created the 14th night intensity on the earth. As a Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was on a journey with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith. Night time, they were out in the wilderness, clear sky. As a Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a Sahabi, companion. And it was nighttime, quiet, solitude, beautiful night. And the moon in the sky was the 14th night moon. And it was glowing, intensity, light, showing everything. You know, if you get a chance, then you'll see definitely the moon on the 14th night, the reflection of the moon of the sea, go to the seaside or go to the desert. Every particle reflects the light of the moon. It's so beautiful, fantastic sight. Fantastic. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says, go wander around the earth and see my signs. Recognize my signs. Appreciate them. So when Azza Jabir radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was in the service of the Prophet, when he saw this scene, the moon on the 14th night, and he saw what a beautiful thing Allah Ta'ala has created, manufactured. Then when he turned back towards the earth and looked at the moon on the earth, subhanallah, then how was that glowing? That was glowing on the earth. And he stated that it was like a reddish blanket, different with a color the Prophet had wrapped around his body, and he was wearing that. And he said, so beautiful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked. The Sahaba Ikram said, he said that sometimes I look at the moon, sometimes I look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at his blessed face. And I'd look at both the moon, the Prophet's face, blessed face, and eventually I made a decision, oh moon, what are you compared to this greatest moon, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's radiance. So, everything's made for a reason. Allah has made the moon and the sun so great and gives us light, and it's intense light, and it has power and it has heat. But when the moon comes out, the moon is in the sky as well. In the same way, it's hovering in the sky. It gives light. But the sun gives heat and the moon gives coolness. A person keeps on looking at the moon and he gets beautiful enjoyment, satisfaction from the light from the moon. Allah Ta'ala made the night even more beautiful. Subhanallah. Even more beautiful. The little twinkling lights in the sky. Yeah, like, you know, the insects that shine and glow. The glowworm. So the stars, this is. So Allah says, I've made all of this for insan, human beings, with benefits, immense benefits in these things. But what's the issue? Is that this life is for a few days. And Allah Ta'ala has prepared this for our life of a few days. We say that we don't want to take the benefit from the moon or the sun. Whose loss will it be? The human being. We don't want to take benefit from the moon, we say. Whose loss will it be? The human beings. Allah has made the winds, the breeze, because what did we need? We needed to breathe. So we don't have to buy air, fresh air. Look, you sat here, you're breathing, and suddenly if the air is blocked in this hole, what will happen? After a while, we'll struggle, feel drowsy, and we'll be gone. But we are essential, desperate for air to breathe. Allah Ta'ala has given us air. And without any limit, Allah has created oxygen for us to breathe. If we say, oh, we don't need air, we don't need to breathe, whose loss will it be? The human being. We will pass away. We say, we don't need it. I'll say, okay, leave it. Don't take it. And how many things to eat? We say, oh, we don't need to eat wheat or vegetables. If we don't eat, then whose loss will it be? The human being. He'll die. He'll pass away. Can he stay alive? No. No, I don't need water. We have no need to drink. Whose loss will it be? Allah Ta'ala has made these things. Given us the resources. Take benefit. Allah says, take benefit from this and this and this. But how long will this be for? within the life in this dunya, the realm of the world. As long as we live in this world, Allah Ta'ala has prepared everything, given us resources. But the permanent life to come, that will be forever for us human beings, and we have to go there forever and live there forever. Do you think that Allah Ta'ala has not manufactured items, resources there for the benefit of humankind? Allah Ta'ala has prepared so much. If we imagine, look around the world, day, morning, night, we see everything in the world. We're enjoying, but that life, world, we have to go to forever, and we have to return to that world. Allah Ta'ala, has He not prepared resources for us in that hereafter world? Like Allah has prepared air here to breathe, and water and food and different foodstuffs. Allah Ta'ala also for that life and thereafter, Allah has prepared, subhanAllah. And if we don't take the benefit of the hereafter, whose loss will it be? Our loss. We are earning our own loss. So brothers, this is the point. This is the point. So what does Allah Ta'ala prepared for the hereafter? The most important factor to live for life in the hereafter is what? The most important thing is what? Yes? That everything is dependent on that. What is it? For that dunya, the most important thing, what is it for insan? Is iman. We need iman for the hereafter. Isn't it valuable, brothers? Without that, if anybody goes, what will be his hal? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Allah has given iman. Created iman. Then alongside iman, Allah Ta'ala has given us another duty. Allah Ta'ala says to elevate your status, to get the levels, to attain Allah's nearness, ma'rifah. Allah has given amal, deeds, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So with iman, belief, faith, Allah has given deeds, just like Allah has given the sun and the moon. The moon complements the sun, and then the stars complement the moon, etc. Isn't this the case? So what has Allah Ta'ala given to us? Iman, faith, and with faith, Allah has complemented faith with amal, deeds, so you can progress, uplift yourself. And beyond that, higher than that, Allah says, without the third element, iman is a waste, amal will be a waste, everything will be a waste. Look at that. So what is the third element, the third factor, what is that? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, tazkiyah, that success will be via tazkiyah. Success, aqaid, the deeds, you have belief, you have deeds, but success will come through purification, being pure. If you do tazkiyah and depart from this world, then your iman will be high, your amal will be high, that Allah will accept them. And if you don't do tazkiyah, if you don't purify yourself, if you don't clean yourself, if you don't clean your inner self, your soul, your batin, you don't purify it, then remember, you cannot attain falah, success. Am I right or am I wrong? Who is saying this? Allah in the Quran. In the Quran. Isn't it? Fine. So, if this is so essential a resource for thereafter to give us falah, it strengthens our iman, strengthens our deeds, makes them accepted, all our ibadah makes them accepted, for we need tazkiyah for that, then we say to Allah, Allah, then what do you tell us to do tazkiyah, to purify ourselves? Then Allah has announced, Allahu Akbar, Allah said for this, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Subhanallah. See that? Everything is a domino effect. Everything feeds into the next thing. Say subhanallah. What a beautiful point Allah has mentioned in the Quran. So faith, and you need deeds. For the deeds to be faith to be accepted, you have to strengthen these. Allah says, I've given you wind and air, and if you don't breathe the air, you will lose. You won't be able to breathe, you will pass away. If you don't eat, you will pass away. If you don't drink, you will pass away. In the same way, Allah says, insan, human being, for his purification, for his iman and deeds, for tazkiyah, to purify your soul, your heart, I've given you a washing agent so that you can wash yourself. What is that? Dhikr Allah. Remembrance of Allah. So, but we don't know, we're not going to do dhikr. Okay, don't do dhikr. I don't want to do dhikr. Oh, why do we have to do dhikr? I do this action, I do other deeds, I don't do dhikr. So what? Allah says, okay, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. It's clear statement. If you want to attain success, Allah Ta'ala says, after coming to me, then you want to get reward for all of the deeds. I will give the rewards for even the minutest of deeds, actions, particle, atoms of deed, I'll give you reward. But if your deed, if it is shining in the reflection of your batin, if the deed is shining with the light of your batin, so then that deed will be accepted. So my brothers, tazkiyah, we need, everything is dependent on tazkiyah. It's not optional, it's not a voluntary thing. If you want life of the hereafter, success, then if you want to prepare here for the hereafter, if you want good life in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala has prepared good and great things for us there and hereafter. If we want those, then what do we need to do here in advance? Tazkiyah, purification. And to do tazkiyah, what's the action that you have to do to conduct tazkiyah? Dhikr Allah. Remembrance of Allah. And if we don't understand this now in our heads, then my brothers, there's an option that I don't need to do dhikr. What need do I have to do dhikr? I don't want to do. Allah Ta'ala stated that dhikr, tazkiyah, the washing agent, the cleaning, kathiran, kathira, Allah Ta'ala stated. That there's no upper limit to the quantity of dhikr you should do. Subhanallah. The more you want to purify yourself, the more you wash yourself, you can purify yourself more and more. Because I have made great results if you purify yourself more. That not even a particle of dirt should be inside you, that when you come to me and thereafter, you should be shining, glowing. So my brothers, dhikr is a great action. It's not an option. Within a second we shouldn't waste in this life. A second. No, I don't do dhikr. I have no need. I don't need to do dhikr. We say, I'm pure. I've heard people saying this. No, dhikr. I don't have need of dhikr. I pray salah. Yes, you are correct. You pray salah. You read Quran. You implement hajj and umrah. But Allah said himself that your deeds will be weighed on the scale. And what's that scale? It's the pure scale, tazkiyah. If you implement deeds in the state of tazkiyah, purification, that's fine. If you don't, then thousands of germs and bacteria and dirt particles will be attached. Raya, envy, takabbur, pride, lying, fraud, showing off. Thousands of germs and bacteria will be attached to your salah, your hajj, your umrah, your talawah, your recitation. Everything will be wrapped in dirt and impurities. But if you do tazkiyah, purify yourself, then alhamdulillah, due to your tazkiyah, purification, all your deeds will become pure and clean and glowing. So is it not necessary? Is it necessary or not, brothers? Yes, it is. It's not a small thing, is it? Every insan, whatever level he's on, wherever he is, he needs to think that Allah Ta'ala has hinged success. Success hinges on tazkiyah. Yes, so what do we need to do? Allah Ta'ala has given us that factor, that resource. He's made it easy, sweet and beautiful and easy. It's not lengthy, it's not tiresome, it's not a hard, rigorous action. Allah says, I've made it so easy for you that just recite my name, that's it. Allahu Akbar. Just recite my name. That's all you need to do. Allah said, I'll purify you so much that 100 years of dirt will be purified due to that. What a great, great thing is Allah's name. What we need to do, Allah said, just recite my name and see how I purify you. A'la, ula, afdal, akram. Allah's name, the praise of Azza wa Jallu, Allah's name is so great and powerful. Can anything compare to Allah's name? But we've been made for Allah. We've been made for Allah. The wind and air has been made for us. Allah made it. We say, no, I don't need to breathe. Will you stay alive for more than a few minutes? Yes, we. Food, no, I don't need to eat food. How many days will you stay alive? How many hours? Who's incurring the loss? We are incurring the loss. Yes? Isn't a person incurring loss? What are you doing? You're not eating. You'll die. You'll get weak. Ask him, why is he not eating? How much worry you have for a person? Take him to the doctor. He's got no appetite. He's not feeling hungry. What's happened to him? 3 days he's not eating. He's gone weak. Has ever anybody thought that life, he's not done tazkiyah all his life. He's never recited Allah's name. He hasn't gone towards Allah's remembrance. He hasn't gone to the company of a friend of Allah. He hasn't taken the soap, he has no concern, no worry. He implements actions, he's this and that and knowledge, and people run after him with alqab and titles. Does it take long to attain titles? No. The alqab titles have been selected for people. They start from here and to the other part, further down the road, the titles will be long. Allah says, I don't look towards titles. The laws and principles I've made, implement those. That how long does he stay in the evening, sit down at the night and remember me? He does tasbih, Allah's name. Subhanallah. My brothers, the quantity, if it's gone or reduced, I say this, I think and I consider when I give quantity, that's just the basic amount for everybody. I've given a quantity, 12,000 tasbih, ism, izat, name of Allah, approximate, that's the level, isn't it? So this is a basic quantity. Increase, go beyond that. You can, it's not difficult. The more you go towards Allah's remembrance, the more you can, you should do it. Allah's given us this resource. Don't be stingy and miserly with dhikr. It's your own loss. Very, very high loss. A person cannot be purified. If a human being comes along, insan, I'm clean and pure, I've got white clothes, and I've had a bath. No, have you had a bath? No, I haven't had a bath. I don't need to have a bath. It's been just a month, I haven't had a bath. Will anybody sit next to him? The stench that will come from that person. Yeah, it will be from his mouth, from his hair, from his body. He hasn't had a bath for a month. So if a weaker person doesn't have a bath, he smells. He smells. A week if he doesn't smell, the wife will take you out. Get out, you're smelling. Sleep separately. Don't come next to me. Go back. Doesn't this happen? A week is a long time. A person, if he works, he sweats, smells every day, he needs to have a bath. Every day. And if he's a delicate person, tries to keep himself clean, I don't want any type of smell on my body. Isn't this the case? So a person, if there's so much impurity within him, his heart is never full, that I need to go and recite Allah's name and do dhikr of Allah, then use the cleaning agent, the washing agent. That's just like a person, have you had a bath? Yeah, I'm clean, I'm pure. Have you had a bath? Yes, I've had a bath. With what have you had a bath? Tell me, with a lotion, cream, will you have a bath with petrol? Benzene? Will you have a bath with milk? Will you become pure? No, more smell will come. Yes, will you have a bath with Coca-Cola or with Pepsi? Will you immerse yourself in those drinks? No. Of course you're not. You'll have a bath with, I've had a shower with water. Oh yeah, you're clean. You're pure. Isn't this the case? Milk is nice, but milk is more expensive than water nowadays, isn't it? Yeah, does milk come out of your taps? Does it? Do we waste milk? Do we? Yes? No? We never waste it because it's in a bottle, sealed, for us to use carefully. Water comes out of the taps easily, runs away. Such a valuable thing. And if you're having a bath with milk, no benefit, even though it's more valuable in money terms, no benefit. It'll give you smell. If you're having a bath with Coke or Pepsi or Lassi, will you? No. Because more smell will come. That Allah says you will bath using the resources are going to, what is that? Water. So then, you will only be purified, your batin, your soul. Listen carefully. With no ibadah can you be cleaned. The only thing that can clean you inside your batin is what? Allah Ta'ala has created what to purify you within? Dhikr Allah. Allah's remembrance. Our logic tells us this. Yes? If someone says, I'm totally pure, I've done this many hajj, sit down to the side, I've done this many umrah, I recite Quran every day. Fine, you're doing good. Good deeds. Good deeds. Valuable deeds, just like milk is valuable or the drinks are valuable. But Allah Ta'ala said, do one thing, only one thing can purify you. Cleaning agent, what is that? Dhikr Allah. Your purification agent. Whoever's recited Allah's name, only he can be purified suddenly. Subhanallah. Will you recite Allah's name or not? Otherwise a stench will come. Who does the stench come from? This, the stench of this impurity, they smell it. The angels of Rahmah. The human beings don't smell it. The angels say, oh, get away, you dirty. Yes? Why? He prays Salah, he looks good, but angels won't come near to him. He's reciting Quran, no angel comes to him. The Quran says, there's some people, the la'na, the curse is sent to him. He's reading Quran, and the curse is sent to them. Who's sending the curse? The Quran itself. Why? Because he sat impure. He's not clean. He's not pure. There's lying in that person, backbiting, and gossip mongering, and envy, and pride. Such stench and smelly sins, and the stench of lying is such, that person inside is like burnt away. He's burnt away. So much like the burnt smell comes from the person who lies. But as soon as he does dhikr, he's purified. Allah purifies that person. That's why I say many, very regularly, that brothers, whenever you do an amal, a deed, when you recite Quran, before that, do the dhikr of Allah before that. So you're pure and clean. Mulana Saab comes from India. I won't say his name. And he's famous, quite well known. He comes every Ramadan. He says, that tell me some, he gives dars, he's Shaykh ul-Hadith, mashallah, he gives talks. And he says, give me some remedy, a solution. I said, look, I only know one thing. I've said in the company of the friends of Allah, we just do one action. He said, what? I said that whenever you give daras or teach or explain, give speeches, do one action before that. He said, what? I said, I will teach you this one thing. Before you do the action, then do this action. He said, please tell me, explain. I taught him maraqaba. Subhanallah. Silent dhikr. I won't tell you his name. He comes every regularly. He's a muqarrar speaker. He said, I said, this is maraqaba. He said, what's this? Tell me, explain. And I took him home. I taught him maraqaba, name of Allah, gave him lataif. I said, you do this action. Whenever you're doing work of the deen or giving a speech, that, for example, if you've got a speech in this masjid or in that masjid, I said, okay, fine. Tell me the report tomorrow that before every speech, you need to do this action, maraqaba. He said, inshallah, I'll do this. So next day, he said to me, oh, great achievement, Hazrat, what a great achievement. Great human. He said, I was thinking something else when I went there to speak, but subhanAllah, that the tajalliyat of Allah were there, present, and I realized today that I have ilm, knowledge. What a great effect of the maraqba had suppressed my knowledge. So being an alim, a scholar, is a great thing. A person who's 8-9 years sat and learnt and then being taught night and day, repeating Bukhari Sharif, and the environment is all. Deen alim is no minor individual, my friends. Inside him, he's got treasures beyond treasures. But all of that ilm, knowledge is sealed, like in a container. Hasn't been let out. Otherwise, remember one point. Remember, that doesn't, after so long, if you read Quran, After a long time, if you memorize the Quran, you start to read it, inshallah, you start to remember the Quran. You start to remember the Quran. Have some courage, determination to start, if you're forgetting. And you start to revise and read and start to memorize, inshallah, the memory will come back to you like a machine. It'll return to your mind, your brain. Remember this. So this action, ilm, learning knowledge, we go, institute, become alim after 8-9 years. Then we start doing work of the deen, propagation, etc. And he thinks that, that's it, my education finished, I'm inside, I'm a waste. No, your life will never wither away. Let's give him resources, have experience, start doing the dhikr of Allah after that. And then you start speaking, all of the hadith will start coming back to you, your ulum, your knowledge. It will be revived because you've locked it up, sealed it. Now you're a high grade status individual who's attained ilm. Yes, so you're wasting though your time, your knowledge, you're like empty boxes because you're not remembering Allah. So everything is achieved by dhikr. He said, great achievement. Next year you'll tell me when you go to give dars. He said, yes, I will do this action yearly. Subhanallah, he said, when I go to give dars, when I teach Tirmidhi. I think he teaches Tirmidhi hadith. He said, Hazrat, don't ask, subhanallah. The first 10 minutes I do maraqabah, dhikr Allah. After that, I go and teach and give the dars. And I cannot tell you the greatness, the brilliant, momentous feeling. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Subhanallah. So brothers, dhikr is made for this. Everything is made from dhikr. It's not a magic. It's not a spell, a trance. No, the dirt, impurity within that person that was hidden within him, ingrained within him. So the Quran will give the benefit, isn't it? If you memorize Quran or Hadith or teaching Tirmidhi, it will give you loss speaking, giving speeches, giving you loss is no effect. But when in advance you purify yourself, then the nur, the light of all of your knowledge will come out and will give benefit. So I say this to my colleagues, that whenever you learn ilm, knowledge of deen, you do work of the deen, give tabligh, dars, teaching, every person, what should you do in advance? Become a Naqshbandi first, say subhanallah, become a Naqshbandi student. Subhanallah, how fortunate you are, the alim who sat here, they're all Naqshbandi, mashallah, they become Naqshbandi. If they appreciate a value or not, doesn't matter, but they become great personalities. Listen to me what I'm saying, Allah has given you a high maqam level. This ilm that will come, emanate from you, will be a mashallah, but you don't do the work. But if you do the work in the right way, the result will be there. So Allah's karam and mercy this is. The Allah Ta'ala, this reward, he gives a great reward. That person purifies himself, gets benefit. Purifies himself, gets benefit. So dhikr, Allah Ta'ala stated, without this you cannot succeed, you cannot be purified without dhikr. And if you're not purified, then everything of yours will be a waste, sealed. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? Honest truth, you understand? Then say subhanallah, subhanallah. See now how great a point dhikr Allah is, a great action. We say no, I can't do dhikr, it's very difficult and I'm busy and occupied. We say this as well, though I'm very busy teaching, I don't have time, I have to prepare the dars and then listen, and I look at their faces carefully. You're busy preparing for the teaching lesson? If you want to prepare, do dhikr of Allah and see that all of your knowledge will come back to your mind and what you have to teach the children. Such points will come out, such technical points. You'll think, ooh, what am I teaching? It'll become so simple and easy. So simple that you'll be present. It's like from behind somebody's telling you over your shoulder and you're just repeating, I'm telling you the truth. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Sometimes you have to keep looking around. Is there somebody who's... where's all the knowledge come from? I give the honest truth that the force comes from behind. No. Say this. Say it like this. Subhanallah. Say this point, this technical point. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So brothers, dhikr Allah is a great action. Allah has given a high elevated action. I'm lazy, those mashallah, you are busy and pious, and I'm just reviving that passion within you. Don't be lazy. First do dhikr of Allah. Step number one, when you go home before you sleep, everyone has to do their ma'amulat. Will you do your ma'amulat, your daily lessons? Take the tasbih, if it doesn't have a tasbih here, take one here. And the first action, do tuck, tuck, tuck. How much do you have to do? 12,000. 12,000 quantity. Okay? Yes? 20, 50, and the 10 on the rest. Subhanallah. 50, then 20, and 10 on the rest. That's it. How long will it take? 15 to 20 minutes. That's it. In 15 to 20 minutes, what will you get? Subhanallah. From here to subhanallah, to the hereafter, all of the particles and atoms of practice and deeds on your body become enlightened. From here to when you get home, you'll be enlightened, I swear by Allah. Because I have heard these words from that blessed and pious and pure tongue who was the ghawth of his time. And you'll become enlightened, nurani. That's just like that. Click of a finger. Everything of yours will become enlightened. But what do we do when you go to sleep, which is the minor death? Go in an enlightened phase, enlightened state. Every part of your body will be enlightened with no. So when you go to your bed, no, I've just done this much, I've got time. What is this? Don't start to bargain with Allah. Openly recite the name of Allah without limits. I've just done this much tasbih, I've do this in the morning, I'll do this in the evening, I'll do the morning tasbih in the evening, and this much in the morning. What game is this? Whenever you get a time, a second, go into the remembrance of Allah. That's the end of story. Don't waste a second with your wudu or not. Look how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. Allah Ta'ala says that can anyone dare? Look, can you pray salah without wudu? Can you read Quran without wudu? Can you touch the Kaaba? Can you go there to the house of Allah? Then think, Allah says, my name is so great. This is nothing. These deeds have no power in front of my name reciting. They're all made for my remembrance. What's the value of salah? What's the value of the Kaaba? What's the value of the Quran? There's no value. All of these things have value due to the name of Allah. They are the reflection of Allah's name, the nur of Allah's name. They are made from the nur of Allah Ta'ala's name. So if they have so much strength and power that you have to prostrate, you have to do wudu, to touch the Kaaba, you have to do wudu, to read the Quran, you have to do wudu, then tell me that who can dare to recite Allah's name without wudu? Tell me, can anybody then dare? If everything comes from Allah's name, can anybody pray salah without wudu? Do you know the punishment? That he will not pass away with iman. He cannot die with iman. He cannot. The pious elders have said this. Look. Yes, that if, for example, without wudu, if you're praying salah without wudu purposely, this is a big rejection. So mean you, how can we dare that Allah, his name, the all ibadah has been created from Allah's name. That can we recite Allah's name without wudu? Can we? But Allah has given us ease, even if you don't have wudu, and remember me, it's accepted. Subhanallah. So simple. This is called Rahim. Allah so merciful. Otherwise there could be precondition of wudu. On the salah there's a condition. Quran there's a condition. Is Allah's name greater or is the salah greater? Is Quran greater or is Allah's name greater? Yes. That, for example, if you look a small insect that goes coo, 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 that ask that insect what's greater, then it will say Allah is greatest. Allah is greatest. Go into the jungle and call out to a leaf and say, who's greater? They say Allah is greatest. Allah is greatest. Because everything in creation recognizes. Is there something to ask? Is anyone greater than Allah? So everything, there's a restriction of purification. But Allah says, go my servant, go recite my name openly, no restriction. Whilst you're sleeping, walking, awake, with wudu, without wudu, with wudu, whatever. And as soon as you call out to me, you'll be purified straight away. Subhanallah. So easy. Can there be anything simpler than this? So what do we need to do? We'll go and we'll be free from all actions. Laziness will come, negligence will come, you'll feel drowsy. Forget the drowsiness. Forget to take the tasbih that I've given to you, prescribed to you, sit on the side. Children will be laughing, wife laughing, say keep on laughing, you keep on laughing, we'll keep on progressing. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Ah, laugh, laugh. This is laugh. Today you'll laugh, tomorrow we will laugh, inshaAllah. Take the tasbih, start counting. 50, 10, 10, 10, 20, 10. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. 120 total, and see that person will be enlightened beyond enlightened from here, from the head to the toe, head to toe. Not sins, sins will be eliminated, gone, got rid of. Noor ala noor. Allah says everything will be noor, light, your eyes, light, heart, light, tongue, light, and every part of your body will be light, everything around you, light within you, benefit. Subhanallah. Is this the same dua for the dhakireen? Let me tell this. This dua is for the dhakireen, that when you do dhikr, then every part of you, Allah says, becomes enlightened. Allah says, I'll make this happen. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Anyway, let's come together. Dhikr is such an action. Never tire of speaking about dhikr. Never tire. Today, we speak about dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. And I've reached to this age, but the discussion never ends. Never ends. Subhanallah. There's such people sitting here, 30 years they've been with me, 25 years with me. They came young, sat at the back. Poor soul, 25, 30 years he's been coming, Rahim Saab. Ask him whenever he comes and he'll be surprised. It's dhikr we'll be speaking about. There's still more to talk about. And look at the achievement, how tasty and delicious the discussion. Person, when he speaks so much, it's fed up. Be quiet, please. He keeps on talking. But more than me, you enjoy more than me. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the people who hear, they take more enjoyment. They don't get tired. They say, what ashiks Allah Ta'ala has created for His name? What lovers Allah Ta'ala has created? I put the brakes on sometimes. But you say, no, no, speak more. Speak more. Tell us more about dhikr. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, may He keep us in the state of dhikr. May He take our life while we're doing dhikr and give us hereafter with dhikr. Never be lazy with regards to dhikr. Never delay dhikr. Never postpone dhikr. The job I'll give you to do before you go to your bed mattress, do this action before you sleep. That will be what I told you to do. Maybe you make a discount on your tazkiyah sheets, but no, I'm giving you extra explanation. That even if you do your mamla total, leave that. Don't count this within that. Okay? Don't include this, the ticks. This is extra, mashallah. Today looks like a burden, but tomorrow you'll see your noor, the light. Yes. Mawlana stuck, oh, I'm stuck today. I've come first time to this masjid. Mawlana must be saying, and this dhikr Thursday night was enough for me. And now I've got another action that's increased. Isn't it? Is this the case? You don't know that janab with your barakah, everyone's attained this. Subhanallah, mashallah. Yes, you come first time. The guest after Thursday night, he's now coming on the Friday night as well. Allah said, the due to his sadqa and his presence, I'll give this to everyone else. All the individuals do this dhikr, okay?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم اغفر لنا سمعنا وصلنا وصلنا وجدنا وقدمت ما قد وصلنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك يا حي يا قيوم إني مسني الضرورات الحميد إني مسني الضرورات بلا تظني فرد وانتقر وارسين بلا تظني فرد وانتقر وارسين لا إله أنت سبحانك إني كنت مسؤولين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك لا إله إلا وحده لا شريك له الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وصلنا وجدنا خطبنا عمدنا وكلنا زلي وقدمت وأخرت وصرت وعلمت وصرت وعلمت ربنا إننا عملنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا سيئاتنا وتوبنا مالبنا ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب اللهم نسلك الافلا في المغاضة في الدين دنيا علي اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في امور كلها وجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره اللهم احفظنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمينا اللهم بارك لنا اسمائنا وامسائنا مباركنا سوائنا وصالنا زواجنا زواجنا وزياتنا ورطاينا وجل المتقين يا رحمة ربنا حبلنا من أزواجنا وزياتنا ورطاينا وجل المتقين اللهم أرم بهم ومعكم ورابنا اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله احياهم منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين